Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Eric Wood will be on the call for the Bills and Patriots game this Sunday on WGR with Chris Brown. He's with us live this morning on WBEN. This matchup is coming, Eric, and you know, one of the best things this week is the injury report. It's the lightest that we've seen all season. The only player that didn't practice was Dawson Knox for a personal reason. How important is it to get everybody back for this showdown?
Yeah, it's a big one. Obviously, New England, one of the best records in the league, so they've played well throughout this season. And, you know, to get healthy in a game that still gives you a chance at the division if you win this one is huge. And then also for playoff seeding and your playoff chances, this is a big one. So to be healthy and getting healthier this time of year is great.
What's different about these two teams since they last saw each other?
That's a great question. You know, both teams have dealt with injuries since. I would say that, you know, Milton Williams being out for New England is a big deal. They've had other injuries as well across their offensive line, but they've played consistent and have kept winning since that Bills game. I would say on the Bills end of things, we've seen a resurgence at times of the passing game, and they've continued to run the football well. And then I would say defensively for the Bills, the rush defense has been a lot better since we played the Patriots the last time. And then the passing defense has been consistent throughout, but I would say that in particular, guys like Cole Bishop and Christian Benford have really elevated their game since that the last time we played the Patriots.
You know, all season we keep hearing about the Patriots' schedule. You're a former player. I mean, bust the myth for us. Does the record matter? How impressive is their win streak despite the record of their opponents?
Well, their win streak is certainly impressive, but you have a major advantage in the NFL when you play the last place schedule. That's part of the way that the NFL is able to get as much parity as they do each and every season. It's, you know, the rookie contracts, the higher draft picks for the worst teams, and then you also play a worse schedule. And, you know, it's benefiting the Patriots, but it's benefited a lot of teams over the years to help them climb back up into the division or in the conference to be able to make a playoff push. But, I mean, the Bills in 2 weeks play against the Eagles, and the Patriots' last game was against the Giants, and that's simply based upon the seeding there.
You know, looking at the Patriots and on defense, some key, you know, injuries and people not there. They've struggled to protect against the run in the last, what, like 3-4 weeks. It's really kind of been a struggle for them. I mean, do you see this as another one where, all right, Buffalo, let's go out and do what you do best and start hammering the run?
Yeah, I think you want to continue to lean into the run game. It's going to be extremely cold in New England on Sunday, but you know, similar to the game plan last week against the Bengals, you try to establish the run, but at this point, when you have the number one rushing attack in the league, even without running the football at as high of a rate, teams have to respect it, and that's where the play action can be extremely effective, and it certainly was last week against the Bengals.
Hey, Eric, you know, listening to Josh yesterday, he said it's imperative that the team protect the ball, which they did not do in week five. How big a factor will protecting the ball be this time around?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you play a team where you're fairly evenly matched, you know, turnovers are going to play a major factor, and they certainly played a major factor in the first game. We had three turnovers. They only had one. We also had a lot more penalties, especially on the offensive side of the football, in the last matchup against the Patriots, which really hurt us as well.
You know, to rewind to last week a little bit, what was it like being in that stadium to watch Josh Allen take over that game and everything turn on its head in just a few minutes?
It was incredible. I mean, it was a beautiful Orchard Park December day where you get the snow, but it wasn't super windy and it wasn't obnoxiously cold. So you have a picturesque scene. And then, you know, when Christian Benford took that interception back to the house, gave the Bills a little bit more hope in that instance. And it was a special one. Those games are a ton of fun to call. They're a ton of fun to be a part of. And, you know, you take it for granted how often Josh Allen does things like we saw last weekend, but those are pretty rare in the NFL. It's just become pretty common with number 17.
That is going to be one of the most memorable games for that stadium. You know, I'm thinking, too, what did you see from the offense last Sunday that could be carried over into this week? Can the passing game stay hot down the stretch?
It could, certainly. And I felt like last week Dalton Kincaid coming back in the lineup helped. It allowed them to run more 13 personnel and 12 personnel with two or three tight ends on the field, but have a couple of receiving threats out there in Dawson Knox and Dalton Kincaid. And, you know, I just feel like moving forward, as well as the Bills have been able to run the football this year, to be able to open it up with the play-action game like we did a week ago, where our play-action rate was almost 50% of our plays, that's tough on a defense when you're able to establish the run and then run the play-action off of it. And we saw some wide-open receivers because of it.
Yeah, well, the Bills looking to, you know, stay alive in the division race. It's maybe a long shot with the rest of the games, but hey, still got a chance. It all starts Sunday, and Eric Wood will be on the call just down the dial on WGR. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy the game on Sunday, Eric. Going to be a great one. Bills and Patriots. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff out in Foxborough.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.